The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, Friday morning, 10 past 7 o'clock, getting ready for our three-day Memorial Day weekend. And it's a special weekend at the Port Huron Yacht Club as they celebrate their 100th anniversary. The Commodore is with us right now, Tyson Connolly. Good morning, Commodore.
Good morning, Paul. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks. You've been talking about this for a while now. This is the 100th year for the Port Huron Yacht Club.
Yeah, it's been kind of like 2 years in the planning here this weekend, and we're just so excited. It'll be a massive relief if everything goes perfectly. And so far, the weather looks like it's going to be wonderful. I mean, what a beautiful morning we have today. Just super exciting to accomplish 100 years in Port Huron as a yacht club within the sailing tradition of our town, and how wrapped that is into the 100th year next year, the Baby to Mackinac race. It's just it's going to be a really special weekend. I think there's a lot of excitement. We partnered with Downtown Port Huron, the city, Natasha Hayden, and we've got the banners going down Quay Street. So really excited about that, and I think our membership is really excited for a great weekend.
Well, it is going to be a great weekend. We'll tell everybody what is happening, what they can participate in, but let's just reflect on 100 years of the Port Huron Yacht Club, founded in 1923. What's changed in 100 years?
Oh, well, quite a bit. But it was founded by a couple guys that liked to race sailboats in the basement of the Harrington Hotel. The stories back there are so incredible. The club started at the south side of Pine Grove Park. And in 1954, that property got flooded due to high water and had to find a new location. And that's where we ended up at 212 Quay Street today. Probably the most classic story about that move was there was a piano that was in the clubhouse at Pine Grove Park there. And they couldn't get it up the stairs, really, to try to ship it down. So they put it on the bow of the 6-meter Irene, which was owned by one of our past Commodores, Ed Beebe, God rest his soul. And they literally put the piano on the bow of the boat. And one of the gentlemen, this fact escapes me, these semi-true stories, put the folding chair on the bow of the boat and played the piano down the St. Clair River. They rolled it right off into the new clubhouse. That was in 1954. So a real cool story about the moving of the clubs. But, what's changed? I mean, you look at, when we moved into that location in 1954 and what it looks like today, obviously a ton of change this year, but throughout the years, just continual growth and improvement and in the culture of where members make it happen. And it's how we're here today.
It's the members and their families, because it really is family-driven, isn't it? I mean, there's a lot of families that join the yacht club, and that's how you get next generation, right?
Yeah, it's a big extended family is what I would call it, Paul. Everybody down there is known as uncle or aunt, and, it truly is a massive extended family. And, you've got all these kids that are, we're not kids anymore, but people that I grew up with, and now to see the next generation kind of coming up in behind and the kids playing around there today, which we have a fun celebration Sunday for them. It is fantastic. And I will say this too, over the last 2 years, we've partnered with the Park and Rec Department to offer a sailing course. And the first one was last night in the classroom down at the club. And past Commodore Reed Stromberg is putting that on along with Jay Montgomery and Wayne Hastings. And what an awesome event. And to see all the people that are wanting to learn and embrace the sailing community and come out there and learn how to race sailboats.
A couple of interesting things about the Port Huron Yacht Club. You don't have to own a boat to be a member of the Port Huron Yacht Club, true?
True, that's very true. You do not need to own a boat. I would say the common thread without our club is passion for the water. I think that's a huge thing, whether obviously sailboat racing and cruising is a massive part of our organization. We've recently started to host fishing tournaments. I feel like if you love kayaking, we've got a ramp where you could put your kayak in. The club has definitely expanded in the last 20 years to include just a passion for the water in general.
But at its heart, it's a sailing club, just like those gentlemen in the basement of the Harrington Hotel established 100 years ago This year. And of course, you have sailing all summer long. It's already begun, hasn't it?
Yeah. So, there was supposed to be a race on Wednesday through Sarnia Yacht Club. They said, no, we're not going to do that. It's a little rough out there. But yeah, the whole weekend, really, if I could kind of go through that a little bit, we've got a flag raising ceremony, which is the third annual flag raising ceremony, Saturday at 5:30. And that really starts the weekend off. We're doing a gala at our club on Saturday night, which should be fun. And then the joke about sailboat racing is a sailboat race is really just an inconvenience between two parties, you know. So we've got this big party on Saturday night for our membership, and then we're going to have our first race of the season on Sunday at 11 o'clock. It's the Blue Water Kickoff Race, and it's a distance race out in Lake Huron. The start is right at Lakeside Park, and the first leg goes right up the American shore towards Lakeport. So great spectating opportunities for anybody that wants to get up and walk the beach at 11 a.m. on Sunday. And then Sunday also conclude, it's going to be a family fun day. It starts at 4 o'clock at the club. It's for our members and guests and families and the kids, and we've got all kinds of activities. One of the gentlemen that grew up at the club, Chris Weed, is coming from Arizona, is doing a magic show. We've got a foam party, bouncy houses. Max Schwanz is going to be playing on the guitar, and the whole thing wraps up with fireworks on the point at the end of the night. So just super exciting, thrilled to have a great celebration of our members and then really celebrate the future with having the day Sunday for the kids.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So is this just members only, or is this open to
everybody? It's members and guests, and obviously the crews of the boats and whatnot. But yes, this is a member-driven event, really celebrating our membership and rewarding all of us and paying tribute to the past.
Obviously. It's also going to be a special exhibit at the Port Huron Museum next month, right?
So glad you mentioned that, Paul. Yeah, Friday, June 16th, that opens. You can go on the Port Huron Museum website to gain tickets for that. That is a goes towards the Port Huron Museum, all proceeds, a fundraiser for them, and just celebrating the centennial celebration of our club. They've got quite an exhibit planned, it sounds like, and we're really excited about that event. So that's Friday, June 16th, and that begins at 6 o'clock. Tickets at the Port Huron Museum website.
All right, and we're just about 6 weeks away from the Mackinac race. Can you believe it?
Yeah, you just made it. Hey, I'm a little nervous there, man. Yeah, it's
crazy. He twitched when I said that.
Yeah. It is nuts. I start freaking out when, I mean, the days are really getting longer. Yeah. I love that, but June 21st isn't that far away, and then the days start getting shorter. That's what freaks me out.
Well, yeah, there is that.
We've got a lot of summer ahead. We've got a wonderful summer ahead, and it's going to be fantastic. Yeah.
It absolutely is. Well, congratulations on 100 years of the Port Huron Yacht Club.
Paul, thanks a lot. Thank you. Really
appreciate
it.
Commodore, appreciate it very much. Tyson Connolly with us on WPHM's 19 past 7 o'clock now.